this morning, going to get on the bus. So
now that it's coming.
Huh?
Now that it's coming.
Yeah.
Rafi, no breakfast? What happened?
Yes, how about?
Wednesday, we don't do breakfast.
With your permission. This is Parashat, Parashat Kedoshim. The Torah tells us Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Daber el kol hadat bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to get everybody, because the statement that I'm going to tell you, everybody should be presented. And the statement starts, "V'amata alem kedoshim tiyu, be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem." I'm holy. Simple explanation. I want you to be holy. So says the Gemara. The reason why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to collect everybody is because this week's parasha has 60 mitzvot and a lot of very important mitzvot that are the body of the mitzvot, depending on this parasha. Even though that we know, the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that you may not pick mitzvot, because Hashem never told us which mitzvah is more important than the other. All the mitzvot are the same. So, if I have to know the mitzvot, I have to know all of them the same. Nevertheless, come to Torah, come to the Gemara, and says, this is parasha, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure that everybody is here. Right? Why more than the other mitzvot? If all the mitzvot are equal, and the opposite, we don't know which mitzvah is more important. So what if now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell us certain mitzvot? How do you know this is the most important one? And here comes the Torah and it says, this mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is a very important mitzvah. So it's like, how important it is. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Yisrael, I want you to be holy, but I do not expect you to be as holy as me, because I am holier than you. Sounds like that without that statement of Hashem, that Hashem expects us to be as holy as Him. How can it be that Hashem would expect somebody to be as holy? What does it mean, Hashem is holy? So how could you be as holy as Hashem? What does it mean that Hashem has to exempt us? Hashem has to exempt us, and it says, listen, you don't have to be like me, don't worry, but you have to be holy. Mm-hmm. Comes the Gemara, you should know how important this holiness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The statement of the Gemara is, Hashem said, if you are holy, Ma'ale ani alechem, I consider on you Shekidashtem oti, that you made me holy. What does that mean? If I'm holy, I'm making Hashem holy. Impossible. What does that mean? Hashem is holy anyway. So what do you mean I make Hashem holy? Hashem said, listen, if you're holy, I consider that you made me holy. There must be something holy, something very, very important, very high. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us to be so holy, almost like Him. And Hashem said, listen, but when you're holy, you make me holy. Sounds like a contradiction a little bit. But see how important the holiness by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is why? What is this holy that Hashem wants me? Hashem wants me to be holy. For what? What's so important about the holiness that Hashem wants me to be holy? First, one of the mitzvot that we have, this is parasha. That Hashem expects us to love each other like He loves Himself. The Rishonim say this is just not even an illusion. This is a statement that the person has to understand what it means. But really, this is impossible. It's impossible. A person should love his friend the way he loves himself. It's not doable. It's nice to say, after HaKamocha, after HaKamocha. But what does it mean? You love a person the same way you love yourself? It's automatically, it's not true. how important it is, Vartacha Kamocha. The Aryan Sefira Torah Omer. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students and they died with the worst death. The Gemara says there are over 900 sicknesses. The worst sickness, the image of the Gemara is called Askara. Askara, the Gemara says, this is the pipe that we breathe with, gets smaller and smaller until the guy chokes and dies. Gemara says it starts from the stomach and climbs up all the way to the throat, and the person dies from choking. The Gemara says, from all the sicknesses Hashem ever created, this is the worst. Says the Gemara, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 24,000, the giants, died in that kind of sickness. Says the Gemara, the reason Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh V'Zeh sounds like V'Avta L'Acha Kamocha, something like that. Not, it doesn't say the Gemara, they're embarrassed, or they did bad things. Just did not respect each other. Lo nagu kavod zeh b'zeh. It doesn't say in the Torah that you have a death penalty and you're going to die if you don't respect somebody. So here we're talking about, the Gemara says, those 24,000 were the rabbis of Am Yisrael, and after they died, the Gemara described the situation of Am Yisrael as deserted. V'ya olam shamim. That the whole thing had to be started all over again. It means, can you imagine? I don't know what it means exactly, but all the big rabbis died, and no rabbi besides one person, Rabbi Akiva, is alive, and he has to start all over with the students. And what happened to the 24,000 rabbis? Real rabbis, you're not talking about phonies. You know, all these phonies that come and tell you a story as a kollel, wants to have a kollel, it's called chatzot, all those stories. This is where we talk about real ones. Because they didn't respect somebody, dies. And the Gemara says, listen, you should know this is Sefirat HaOmer. So the halachot that we have in Sefirat HaOmer is to remember the 24,000 people. This is not 24. Just, can you imagine Holocaust that we had? Nothing. What do you do for the Holocaust? 6 million people died. No, it's not the first Holocaust. And 50 years ago was Chmielevsky. Killed more than 6 million people, Jews. Also children. Also, same thing. Without gas chambers. Just with swords. It's not the first time. The Crusades. I remember one thing. Omer. They say that Omer is a very powerful thing. Very powerful. And he says it's called Yemei Adin Berachamim. And he says Hashem judges us on Sefirat HaOmer again, even though it did judge us on Rosh Hashanah. Now Hashem is going to re-judge us with mercy. This is what Hashem is to judge us again. He did judge us. Must be he's to judge us again. He comes to Gemara and says, yeah, it's a Gemara. The Gemara said, you should know that before Shavuot, 2 Shabbatot before Shavuot, we read Parashat B'chukotai with the curses. There's 49 curses in the Torah. And Ezra Sefer, when he decided to divide the Parashiyot, that we should read every Shabbat the Parashah, he made sure that before Shavuot, you must read the curses. 49 curses. Says the Gemara, I do understand that before Shoshana, we read 98 curses. The Gemara says the reason is we want to so-called what it means to have the curses behind us. It means we read the curses, we do teshuvah, and then Hashem would wave the gezerot, the curses. The Gemara says, okay, this is before Shoshana. This is Parshat Kitavo with 98 curses. The Gemara, but before Shavuot? What kind of getting rid of curses? Gemara says, well, let me tell you something. Before Shavuot, Sefirat HaOmer, of course, it was Sefirat HaOmer then, but comes the Gemara and says, you should know Sefirat HaOmer, what it means is Yemei Hadin, Day of Judgment. The Gemara says, what? I says, wait, we're coming towards Chag HaShavuot. Hashem is going to judge us again on Shavuot. Likewise, he judges on Rosh Hashanah. I says, what? The Gemara says, listen, this is called Yom Hadin. Shavuot Yom Hadin. Therefore, please, read Parashat B'chukotayim with the curses. In 3 weeks, we read Parashat B'chukotayim. He says, in 2 weeks. After Parashat Emor, Parashat Be'ar B'chukotayim, we read the curses. He says, what is this? Yemei Hadin. Shavuot is Din. I says, Yemei Din, Day of Judgment. Shavuot, this is Sfirat Omer Yemei Din. I says, a lot of tragedies happening in the history on those days of Sfirat Omer. The Hashem judges us. He says, what is it? Look, 24,000 rabbis died on Sefirat HaOmer, didn't respect the Hashem. What does it mean? What's the problem not to respect somebody? Come Rabbi Akiva, and they say this must be after the 24,000 people died. Then Rabbi Akiva came with a statement, after Achak Kamocha Zekral Gadol Batorah. You know how important is this six parashah after Achak Kamocha. And I tell Chachamim and tell us the frightening thing. And the Gemara tells us one of Chachamim's father came to him in a dream and told him, and one night I want to tell you something. I'm in Gan Eden now. And Gan Eden is just, you know, a stop before Olam Haba. It means after Gan Eden is going to be Bet HaMikdash, Tchilat HaMetim, the dead ones will rise. And Hashem is going to rejudge the people of the world who is eligible for Olam Haba. So Olam Haba is a destination. But Gan Eden, so-called, is one step before Olam Haba. So the Gemara tells us, this guy came to his son and tells him, listen, I want to tell you something. You know, what I see in Gan Eden is Elyonim lemata tachtonim lemala. It says the upper part is down and the down is up. I said, what is it all about? I said, listen, in Gan Eden I see the people that down here on earth are very important rabbanim. They come to Gan Eden, they sit in the back. And the people here in this world that you said, oh, you know, there's such a big rabbi, he sits in the front. Says the Gemara. Pazek al Baba Batra. Says the Gemara, says the Tosfot over there, says, so who did he see in Gan Eden like this? What do you mean to come to Gan Eden and you see people in Gan Eden? You walk in Gan Eden and you see people. I say, you see this rabbi, this rabbi, this rabbi. Gemara says he saw in Gan Eden Shmuel. Pazek says Shmuel was one of the biggest we ever had. The old Shas was full of Shmuel. Before Shmuel was born, some people said, when we had Ruach HaKodesh, it's after the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, they said it's going to be a boy Shmuel, is going to be like the light of the world. And this guy Shmuel was born, this guy Shmuel to his father, and he was the biggest. He said, forget about it, that I know the whole Shas and everything. He said, I know all the stars without telescope. And I know them like I know the streets of Iraq without ways. That's how big it was. And the Gemara says constantly, you know, every few pages in the Gemara, you have Rav, Shmuel, the biggest. The biggest guy, Shmuel. Says that this guy told his son, listen, I came to Gan Eden and I see this guy Shmuel is over there in the back. And his student is much lower than him, Rav Yehuda is on the top. I said, how come? What happened? Can you imagine this? The chief, father, can you imagine? The chief, the biggest guy that was here on earth in Gan Eden is in the back. And the man that we thought, he's in the front. He said, Gemara, I tell you what happened. One time, this guy Shmuel, the giant, was called the Rishon Lezion. He was learning with his student, Rav Yehuda, and the lady came. and screamed and cried, she needs some help. And he said, I'm busy now. I'm busy. I can't talk to you now. His student, Avuda, told him, I don't understand you. The lady needs help. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, because of that, forget about it. How great you are here, and you're the biggest, and halacha like you. But this is not the destination. You're a very good teacher. But when you come to Gan Eden, they tell you, you sit in the back over there. Go to the back. Say, me in the back? My name is Shmuel. I was the biggest. There, in the back. I says, you, Avuda, you over here, you're on the top. I said, why my rabbi is on the back and I'm on the top? I said, because your rabbi did not pay attention to a lady and you told your rabbi, excuse me, why did you pay attention to the lady? I'm going to say, this is Rabbi Akiva, made after HaKamocha, the Klal Gadol Batorah, you have to understand that after HaKamocha, you love your friend the same way you love yourself, whatever it means, how could you reach that? But you should know this is the most important thing. See, look, because in lifetime, it doesn't matter what's going on over here. And this guy in Olam Haba, he's in the back. But what do you mean? He didn't pay attention to the ladies. Listen, this is the Rishon Lezion. He was learning now. He was busy now. So, he said, listen, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. You're in the back. And this is forever. You're not talking about he was punished for a day. It means that guy, Shmuel, you go to Olam Haba, Bet Chiyat HaMetim, it's be Olam Haba, you see this guy, Shmuel, say, woo, Shmuel, I heard about you in the Gemara, every few pages, see Shmuel, the biggest, wow, halacha like you, Shmuel. He says, excuse me, he's in the back. Why am I in the back? That's how important Musar and Midor, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Akiva said that, again, his 24,000 students died, Shalom Nagu Kavod Zebaze. What does it mean exactly? What's the depth of it? So I didn't respect, I didn't insult somebody. I just did not respect this guy. Okay, so, what's the big deal? Chachamim said like this, look. What the Torah writes, the way Hashem created mankind, Hashem spoke to the angels, and Hashem told the angels, let's create a man, a person, betzalmenu kidmutenu, in our shape. So what does it mean exactly? It means we were created in a shape so called of Hashem, shape of an angel. What does it mean exactly? So Chaim Vital, his student, explained like this. When Hashem creates a person, it doesn't create the body. First Hashem creates a form of 613 pieces of neshamot. This is why a person has in his body limbs and veins and arteries, altogether 613. Why? Because those things are so-called the suit of the form of neshamot, pieces of neshamot that Hashem created first. So the creation does not start me, my body, and then Hashem so-called injected the neshama in me. No. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon on the floor, while he was lying on the floor, so Hashem so-called, Hashem took some sand and some soil and some water and mixed it and then he put it. No. What it means is when Hashem did it, he covered so-called the form that he made first from neshama. That's what Hashem said. Let's create a person in our form. What do we create a person? Hashem has no body. True. But Hashem is so-called in neshama. The angels are so-called an energy in neshama. It says that energy, Hashem decided first to put it on the floor. And after Hashem put it on the floor, then Hashem created so-called the body. As like we think there is a suit for our body is a suit for our neshama. And Hashem, with his wisdom, decided to make it with 613 pieces. Therefore, we have 613 pieces in our body to cover those 613 pieces of neshama. So really, when you look at the person, I says, you don't look at the body, but like you say, I hate this suit. Do you hate the guy that wears this suit? No, it's my best friend. But he bought it cheap on, you know, Amazon. It's nonsense. This is junk, schmattes. I don't wear this thing. But this will not have any effect on the body of the person. So Rosh Chavital says, look, the same way you have to look at the person's neshama, not body. He looks, says, I don't like this person. Listen, let me explain to you. He says, when you say you don't like the person, really, what it means is you don't like that piece of the neshama in that person. That's the problem in life. It's not that you don't like the person. He says, when you love the person, it's not, I love the person. What you have to love is, you have to love really his neshama, not his body. Oh, I like him, this is my friend. Why this guy is your friend? Why is your friend? Well, we go together. No. This is not called friendship. Friendship means neshamot, not bodies. Comes the Gemara and tries to explain to us exactly what happened. Look, says the Gemara, look, came Chag HaShavuot, Hashem gave us the Torah. Says the Gemara, this is the only time that Am Yisrael was united. Never before, never after. Constantly. Lefties, these, there, whatever you want to call them. Constantly machloket. Doesn't matter what it is. The neighbors, with partners, constantly Satan is making machloket. There's one time, no machloket. When? Ayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ha'am, comes Chag HaShavuot, says the Gemara, only time we were united. Lev Echad, Ish Echad. Listen, it's impossible. It's not true. Listen, you can say, listen, I forget, I forgive, and I waive everything, no revenge, and no hatred, and no grudge. Okay. But see, all of Israel, one. Impossible. How can it be one? We're talking about millions of people. Just 600,000 between age 20 to 60. Millions of people. What do you mean we became one unit? And if they did, what happened before they weren't once? Why did we cross the Yam Suf? The Gemara says we crossed the Yam Suf. So in Yam Suf they had fights. People had fights in Yam Suf. Came out of Yam Suf, fights out of Yam Suf. He says, what is it? Just on Har Sinai? And if it was, how come later we never had it? How come it was never a unity? Constantly machloket. What's the secret behind it? So the Gemara says the secret behind is one thing. It's not that we did it. It's that Hashem made it. So it means like this. Hashem is the center. And from the center, you get messages. Likewise, our body, as a person has to think like this. You see, I move my finger. How did you move your finger? He says the brain sends a message to the finger, to move the finger. How does it work? Chachamim say it works like this. The center of the neshama is in our brain, and the neshama sends a message to the neshama inside our finger. Since our body is full of neshamot, as we said before, 613 neshamot, 613 pieces, so the base, where the hardware is, where the software was injected, is our brain. He doesn't send a message to the finger. He sends a message what inside the finger. And inside the finger is the neshama. So the neshama in the brain is the control. Sends, like if you want to call it electricity. Send electricity, shots of electricity to the neshamot. And it goes back as well. Says, my finger hurts me. So why does it hurt you? Because the neshama over here sends via the blood the message to the brain. This is parasha. Torah says you may not eat any blood. Torah says because Adam wa nefesh. It says the blood is the source, is the vehicle that transfers the messages from the neshamot. How bad it is, Chachamim says, how bad it is. Chachamim says, look, somebody came to Ari, he says, listen, I have an earache. I says, what shall I do? Ari said, I'll tell you what it is. Let me tell you something. I look at his forehead, and Ari used to put his hand on the pulse of the person. He says, you hear the pulse? He said, well, let me tell you something. I hear the blood, the way the blood is running in your body. See, we have 613 pieces in our body. And every piece is connected to one mitzvah. That's why we have 613 mitzvot. Let me tell you something. There is one thing you did or you did not. either you did something wrong or you did not do something right that Hashem expects you. And therefore, that thing is applied to the piece of neshama in your ear. So if you tell me you have an earache, it's not that you have to go to a doctor now. The Gemara says, Mish yesh beveto chole lech etzel chacham. The Gemara says, somebody doesn't feel well, the first thing he calls, if you call EMS, he'll never come. You call Atzala. You call Atzala, they come, they go, what happened? What happened? He said, listen. The Gemara says, before you call Atzala, call the chacham. You call the rabbi, he has to pick up the phone on Shabbat. It's more important than the doctor. The doctor is secondary. But the first thing, you call the rabbi, he should pray for you. He might know why does it this happen to you. Because it means that that piece of body that hurts you, that it's very dangerous, not dangerous, it says that because you did something or you did not do something you should have done, and therefore the piece of the neshama, the dead piece of neshama that you have in this part of the body is connected to one of the mitzvot. And therefore you have it. Let's then say, you know, with all the respect, you know, just, you know, a little politics, you know, they said that a Jewish boy got stabbed in Manhattan 2 days ago. I don't know whose fault it is. I'm not so sure. I don't want to say what I know. I don't want to say. But you should know one thing. There's no such thing, somebody stabs you over there. It doesn't matter where. It means that that part missing a neshama, because the neshama is a protection. You can't stab Hashem. You can't stab Hashem. It says if somebody stabbed the person over there, it means something over there, no protection. It means over there is missing a mitzvah. That's what it means. That's what Ari says. You go to a doctor and say, look, he broke his hand. Dr. Miller, oh, here you are. Dr. Miller, I broke my hand. He said, well, before you call Dr. Miller, you have to think, why did I break my finger? Why did I break my foot? Why did I break my hand? Why? And he says, you can't break it because you can't break Hashem. It means Hashem is not there. It means Hashem is not there. It means you did not, or you did something not supposed to do. So it means that part of Hashem disappeared from that part. That's what he says. So Dari used to put his hand on the pulse of the person and used to tell him, listen, you have this, you have that, I tell you what it is. You have to go and take care of that mitzvah. Or don't do that thing Hashem said not to do. Therefore, that thing will come back to you because the mitzvot that Hashem gave us, 613, is so-called to protect the piece of neshama. That Hashem first created the neshamot and then put the body on top. So the neshama is the protection. Like you have a mezuzah on the door. Mezuzah protects the house. It says the mezuzah of the body is the neshamot inside. So how is this neshama going to stay inside me? He says, by keeping 613 mitzvot. Here on Har Sinai, Hashem decided to give us 613 mitzvot. So it was the world of souls. When you have the world of souls, it means there is no machloket, there is nothing. The only reason you have machloket with somebody is because you don't look at that somebody that this is a soul. This soul means Hashem. You think Hashem, you have no machloket with Hashem. You have no machloket with Hashem. You got a problem with the guy. You don't understand, you don't look, there's no guy. I'm not looking at the person. I'm looking at souls. That's how the Gemara says it's called Olam Haba. Olam Haba is called Olam HaNishamot. The world of souls the person has to divert his thoughts from people to neshama. This is my friend. He's not my friend. You see, I feel my neshama close to his neshama. That's what is called friendship. How far it goes, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, After the Hakamocha says the Gemara, you know who is your friend? The Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishle, Re'acha ve're'a avicha al tazov, leman achai ve're'a adabano shalom bach. Hashem is your friend. Hashem is your friend. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, leman achai ve're'a, for my brothers and my friends, adabano shalom bach. He says, who is talking? Hashem is talking. For my brothers, for my friends. He says, who is your friend? Hashem said, we are his friends. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us is friendship. After HaKamocha, the Gemara says, the first, you have to think, Hashem, what do you mean, Hashem? She doesn't understand, let me explain to you. So, she says, it's not me, it's my neshama. So my neshama is connected to the base. To the base. Who is the base? Hashem. Who is Hashem? And Neshama. And I says, this is my best friend. Hashem is my friend. Then, this is my spouse. This is my children, my neighbors, my partners. All of Israel, we all friends. Not because bodies are friends. Because we think one way is one track mind. Neshama, neshama, neshama. That's what Chachamim say. That if you think like this, there's no such thing, you don't respect somebody. What do you mean, don't respect? You don't respect him, you respect Hashem inside. Mm. You don't respect person. See, if you don't respect somebody, it means this and that, that somebody is not a person, you don't understand. His body is just a suit for that person. It's actually, Ari says, this is, and somebody, the person is being given name, it's Brit Milah, or girl, and the Torah is the same concept. It says in the tour, you should know, people they say, girl. And it's necessary to have, they have to say, Brita. It says in the tour, it says, the day you name the girl, it better connect, is exactly like Brit Milah for a boy. It's the same energy. But over here, we don't cut anything by girl. But it's the same energy. So, as you said, when you give a name to the person, at that time, Hashem, so-called, injects so-called energy in the neshama of this baby that already contains 613 pieces in his body. And 613 pieces of neshamot gets injected by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you connect to Hashem. You connect to the base. Chaim on the Zohar says, you have two invisible. This is the threads. Hashem Heaven Lachalato. Rosh Rabbeinu says to us, you have to understand, you are a thread of Hashem. He says, what do you mean a thread of Hashem? It's Pasuk in the Torah, Heaven Lachalato. Pasuk Parashat Ha'azinu. Parashat Ha'azinu. Chaim said also says what it means, you don't understand. You are part of Hashem. What do you mean? It says your neshama is always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via two threads. Two little strings that come from your nose and connects it to the base upstairs to the neshama. So actually, Chachamim said, listen, Atalacha Kamocha is not you love your friend. It's impossible. But it means you should love the neshama of your friend. How do I love my neshama of my friend? I said, the first we should to know if best friend is Hashem. So if you know that Hashem is your friend, you understand Hashem is not body. Hashem doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just, you love him. Why? Why you love Hashem? Because he's the center of the thing that really moves my body. It's not that I move my hand. It says the neshama in my brain sends a message to my finger, to move my finger. So the whole thing is neshama, neshama, neshama. As I said, it's tachlid. The destination is Olam Baba, it's called Olam HaNeshamot. So if you don't think like this, Chacham, you're saying, so what do you mean, you Rabbi Shmuel, you disregard the lady, she comes to you, and she said, I need help. I said, listen, she didn't say that. Her neshama was talking to you, neshama. So it's not, I have to help somebody. I feel. What do you mean I feel? There's a poor person comes and knocks on the door. She says, well, what is it all about? What is it that you feel something you feel in your heart? Has shalom, you know, something, or happiness, b'zrat Hashem. It says, what's that feeling? What's that real feeling? It says, that feeling mainly is by Jewish people. You don't have it. Remember, it was a girl who was lost about 30 years ago in a forest in Massachusetts. The Jews from Lakewood, from all over, went with buses. It was Friday to look for the girl. I went also over there, so I opened the radio. After they found the girl, so the guy said on the radio, see, look, a few weeks ago and a few months ago, people got lost over there. They found them dead. Nobody came to look for them. I guess you have to be a Jew to be. If you want somebody to find you, you'll get lost. So he interviewed people, where are you from? He says, I'm from Lakewood. He says, you know, 500 boys came from Lakewood, running over there looking for you. You know the girl, you heard? No. So why'd you come here? I don't know. The girl was lost. Where are you from? From Muncie. Where are you? From Brooklyn. What is this? He says, why? Why? Because our neshamot are connected. Why? Because Hashem did it to us on Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, Hashem gave us the Torah. Torah contains 613 mitzvot. And Hashem said, I want to show you something. He said, what? We became one unit. became one unit, it says that a sign that the destination of this world and the purpose of creation is called the world of souls. World of souls. So if you think like this, it's no such thing, you don't respect somebody. What do you mean, you 24,000 rabbis that you know the whole Torah, but you don't use it to understand that the purpose of this world, that the purpose of creation, is neshama. So what do you mean you don't respect somebody? When you don't respect it, when you're out of respect, you're out of neshama. You're out of neshama. You don't die because it's a punishment, because there's no purpose for you to live over here. To live over here, it means to get to understand the world is not physical. I'm here, so-called, to get to a destination. It's called Olam Haba. This world is just a corridor, a hallway for Olam Haba. Hashem did not create me to die. Hashem did not create me to eat. Olam Haba is no food, is no drink. And what is this? The world of souls. And so Rabbi Akiva said, look, let me tell you something. I had 24,000 giants, they all died. You don't understand the concept of respect of musar, because that what it means, musar, habit, it has to do with that you have to look at a person, neshama, not at his body at all. Who is body? You know such thing. I said, I don't understand it. He said, Hashem, let us understand it once. The Gemara says, Hashem called all the neshamot, and everybody was on our Sinai. I said, I want you to understand. Here comes the Gemara, says, Parashat Kedoshim, the same. The Gemara says, you read Parashat Kedoshim, Hashem said, you be holy. Why? Because I'm holy. Where are you holy, Hashem? Inside you. A person inside himself is 613 pieces of Hashem. Hashem said, listen, if you behave with holiness, I consider that you made me holy. What do you mean, Hashem? You're holy. No, no, no. Me means inside you. You have to act and think and behave like it. You have to be careful. He said, listen, what do you do with your hand? I said, listen, you eat something that's not 100% kosher. Let me tell you something. You use a piece of Hashem to put it in your mouth. It's not that you use your hand to eat. No, no, no. This is just like a glove. Let's say you put a glove on your hand and you take food. I says, I didn't use my hand. Well, of course you use the hand. The hand held the glove. The hand is the glove for the neshama inside. So actually what you did, you made Hashem not holy. You ate something you're not supposed to eat. You touched something you're not supposed to touch. You said something you're not supposed to say. It's not me. It means you use your lips. You use your tongue. The tongue operates with energy. What's this energy? A soul. Let's Hashem told Moshe, listen, please, do me a favor. Collect all of Israel. Daber el kol adav Israel. Why have to collect all the Jews? Because now it's exactly like Mamad Har Sinai, the Gemara says. After they did the golden calf, Hashem gave us another chance. This is parasha. Hashem says, Moshe, collect everybody. Tell them, there's a lot of mitzvot over here. Rabbi Akiva, no, 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 you don't understand. All those mitzvot that we're going to read this parasha, tied to one thing, after Lacha Kamocha, the neshama, the world of souls. In the world of souls, you don't steal, you don't lie, you pay on time for your work here, you give back things, you respect old, elderly, everything. Everything tied up to one thing. After Lacha Kamocha, I said, first thing is Hashem. I said, listen, you do something against Hashem, it means you betray your friend. I said, what do you mean? I said, because when you do something, it's not the body did, it's the peace inside our body, the neshama, the energy, moved our body, and we did something. So what we did, we betrayed the holiness of Hashem, because Hashem is in us. And Chachamim say, this is on Shavuot, Hashem judges the person. He says, Hashem, you judge me on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, no, Hashem is going to judge you on Shavuot as well. And the Shla says, 300 years ago, it says, I'm more afraid of Shavuot than Rosh Hashanah. Why? Rosh Hashanah is a balance sheet. What did he do? Did he? Okay, what's the end? What's the end of the balance? What's the balance? Positive. Okay, Hashem said, okay, you can leave another year. I said, Shavuot is something else. If you have the right to exist, it says, Hashem wants you to know. I want you to know one thing. Olam Haba is no food and no drink. People sit down and no pleasure, no physical thing. Yoshvim velomdim Torah venehenim eziv hashchina. It says, sit down and study Torah. It says, okay, you got it? Yeah. Do you know the destination of this world? The world was created with two letters, Yud and Hey. Hey, it's for this world, this is for Olam Haba. You know Hashem wants to see if you understand the concept of creation. You know Hashem made you? With Neshamot. And you know then Hashem put the body on you. So what moves your body? The Neshama. You understand? It's because the most important is the Neshama. Okay, let me tell you something. The dead Neshama has 613 pieces. You know why? Because the energy and the food of that neshama is from the 630 mitzvot. You understand? I says this we got on Asina, you know, on Shavuot. You got the concept, right? Okay, let me ask you. On Shavuot, what are you going to do on Shavuot? Says if you accept on yourself all Torah, the Gemara says Hashem waves all the sins of the person on Shavuot. Something bigger that on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Hashem does not waive sins. Hashem forgives. Shavuot Hashem waves. This is because Shavuot is a day of judgment to see if we understand why we're here and how we have to behave. Says the Shlach, I'm scared of Chag Shavuot. Says the Gemara, look, before Shavuot, read all the curses, Parshat B'chukotai. It says, let the curses be behind you. It says, what is it all about? It says, those curses will come to you because you do some things not right, not because of the sin, because you betray your friend. You betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's your friend. He says, by doing something. He says, I'm going to do my best. Listen. Best means 613. That's the number you have in front of you. That's the number of the neshamot you have inside you. This is what you have to make sure that you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. He says, all the curses are kind of sicknesses and other things. He says, listen, the whole thing is because missing energy in your neshama. So let me give you the recipe. It says, you sick? Call the Chacham. Chacham tell you, listen, you know what hurt you? You know what happened to you? Because missing of a part of your neshama. As Chachamim say, this is called the biggest Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. You think about this, you know, this guy that was stabbed. He says, now he's going to have a lawyer. They're going to sue. It was in Russia. About 300 years ago, somebody, a priest that converted to become a Jew, and the Russian government called him, and they said they're going to hang him, and then they burn him. There was a congress for 3 years. And they called him to Vilna, sent him a letter. He told him, listen, I know something, I can say something, and the gates of the jail will open, and you'll be able to run away. He said, no, I want to get burned in Kiddush Hashem. So before the guy hung him, the guy told him, you became a Jew, right? You believe in God, right? So when you go to God, you believe there's life after death, right? So when you go to God, you tell God, don't forget to put this guy in jail. He executed me. So this guy's name was Abraham, and Abraham said to the guy, let me explain to you something. When I was a kid, I was in the kindergarten, and I built something with sand. And my little friend broke it. I came home crying, and I told my father, what should I do to the guy? And my father said, I'll tell you what. When you be 57 years old, you go and kill him. So he tells the executor, what do you think? When I grew up, I said, it's nonsense. Right? It's nonsense. What if they're building in the kindergarten some palace from sand? Right? When I be 57, I'm going to go kill the guy. He said, when you go up to Shamayim, it's the world of Neshamot. If you think about Neshama, you think I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go kill? The first thing I come to Shamayim, I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should do teshuva. That you should regret that you did it to me, and Hashem should accept you to come to bring you to Gan Eden. That's the thought of a person should be in his head. So if this guy will stab, if he's going to come in front of the nation and say, listen, I deserved it. I forgive the guy. I waive all the charges. It was my fault. I did argue with him. I triggered him. Should not have done. But it's my fault. Everybody should forgive everybody. We can skidu Hashem. Mashiach come by. Amen.